Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Shannon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Phil Galliano. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Buchek. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nelson Briles. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Nelson Briles. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Don Bryant. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal Kunz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Cal Kunz. And now, play ball. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of 1-0. McCarver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brock moves to third. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brock tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Shannon hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs 0. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Phillips. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Phillips steals second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips scores. It's Cardinals, 1, Cubs, 1. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Santo strikes out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beckert scores. Williams moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Don Bryant is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bryant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Galeano hits a line drive into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Buchek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Kunz is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kunz strikes out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Nelson Briles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Brock reaches second base with a double. Briles moves to third. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McCarver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Briles scores. Brock moves to third. It's 3-2, Cubs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cepeda hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brock scores. McCarver moves to third. It's Cardinals, 3, Cubs, 3. Bill Hand's now pitching. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Shannon is 0-for-1 in the game. Shannon strikes out. Two outs. Phil Galeano is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Galeano is 0-for-1 in the game. Galeano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3. With the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Beckert hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Shannon. Altman reaches second base with a double. Santo moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Banks is walked intentionally. Don Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 0-for-1 in the game. Bryant is hit by the pitch. Santo scores. Altman moves to third. Banks moves to second. It's 4-3, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Buchek is 0-for-1 in the game. Buchek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Maxville is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxville hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nelson Briles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Briles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Briles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Beckert strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Hans moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-2 in the game. Flood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Flood reaches second base with a double. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. Flood moves to third. 1 out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Flood scores. It's Cardinals, 4, Cubs, 4. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McCarver is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McCarver hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams who is chasing the ball. McCarver reaches third base with a triple. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Cepeda is hit by the pitch. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-2 in the game. Shannon hits a fly ball towards right. Williams catches it and throws to home to double up McCarver. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Altman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Cubs. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Galeano fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Bryant is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bryant is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Bryant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Butchek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bryant moves to second. Ron Pitch now pitching. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hans strikes out. 2 outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Bryant scores. Kessinger moves to third. It's 6-4, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Beckert hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Kessinger scores. Phillips scores. It's 8-4, Cubs. Hal Woods hit now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Phil Galeano batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Galeano is 0-for-2 in the game. Galeano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Butchek is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Butchek is 0-for-2 in the game. Butchek takes first base on ball 4. Galeano moves to second. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxville is hit by the pitch. Galeano moves to third. Butchek moves to second. Bob Hendley now pitching. Bob Skinner pinch hits for Hal Woods Hick. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Galeano scores. Butchek moves to third. 1 out. It's 8-5, Cubs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Flood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Flood hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Butchek tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 8-6, Cubs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Beckert fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Cardinals 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Tracy Stallard now pitching. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-6, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Altman takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Altman. The throw from McCarver and he is out, Bocek applying the tag. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Bryant hits a line drive towards first. Cepeda reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Cardinals 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McCarver is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. McCarver hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Cepeda hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-7, Cubs. Mike Shannon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Shannon is 0 for 3 in the game. Shannon hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Galliano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Galliano reaches second base with a double. Jerry Bocek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bocek is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bocek is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Cardinals 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bocek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Hendley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hendley takes first base on ball 4. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a line drive into left field. Brock picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brock. Hendley moves to third. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Phillips. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Phillips steals second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Galliano fields it and throws to home to get Hendley. Phillips moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe Horner now pitching. Julian Javier now playing second base. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Beckert moves to third. It's 10-7, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals 7. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Maxville is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Maxville hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Flood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Flood hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals 7. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Altman is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bryant is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Bryant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals 7. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McCarver is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCarver for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cepeda is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Cepeda strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and St. Louis Cardinals, 7. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.